Where did you go? Then I'm just, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Pardon me.
I beg your pardon.
Another can of worms, another stomach turns. Yeah, you get a burn. It's a song I hate. It's a song I hate. You got a stupid man. You got a Ku Klux Klan.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the second president of the Confederate States of America.
I'm going to give you the hits, electoral map, drain the swamp, lock her up, all of them. But first, I want to talk about Charlottesville. As we all know, there was a tragic victim that came out of Charlottesville, me.
You are not the victim of Charlottesville. You barely even denounced the hate group.
Excuse me. Let me finish. Because I am now going to denounce the worst hate group of them all. The press. I hate you. So you're a hate group with your stupid glasses.
Okay, you're calling the press a hate group when you side with white supremacists?
I don't side with white supremacists, honey. I'm sure there had to be some people who just happened to be returning tiki torches that they used for a barbecue.
No. You don't.
And they were nice, innocent people.
You know, it's bad when the tiki torch company had to come out and condemn them. They condemned them stronger than you did.
What?
The Tiki Torch Company was stronger than
you. Tiki Torch Company? They probably ship all their jobs to Mexico. Or to Tiki Land or wherever the hell they're from. But the point being, let's face it. How about this? Give me this. There had to be some Nazis who were like, I'm not sure if I'm a Nazi, but I'm going to go anyway. Aren't those nice, wonderful, good people? Isn't it kind of scary that the guy in charge of my Justice Department is like a torch guy without a torch? I mean, alt-right is Breitbart. Breitbart is Bannon. Bannon is Jeff Sessions. Aren't they all the same thing?
It's bad. You know, Sessions is, in his first 2 weeks, he took away projections for trans students, that he wants to overturn some of the consent decrees that are holding police departments accountable.
Nice.
That he has removed sexuality from being one of the questions that we're going to put on the census.
Perfect.
Those things are bad things.
What? I don't know. We're getting things done. The wall.
No, you haven't even appointed, like, half the people in the government that we need to actually keep the government running.
Right, but I want to choke out the government because the Republican Party's ideology is to destroy the U.S. government from within.
That is, you are doing a good job at that.
Afghanistan question, go.
That's not how this works. You can't do that.
That's not
what
how it works.
Okay, excuse me. Look, there they go. They're turning the cameras off because they don't want you to see this.
No, we're not. The cameras are on. They're your cameras.
No. Look at me. Whatever camera you're watching me on right now has been turned off.
Why can't you just tell people the truth?
Don't question me. You people need to be civil. That's why tonight's theme is civility. We need to return to the genteel ways of our southern whatever. Who cares? You know, I don't care. This is ridiculous. Here's what I mean. I'm only talking to white people. And if you think about it that way, I kind of make sense.
This is disgusting.
You can't do that.
We might be battling, but please, Let's keep our war civil. A civil war.
Folks, the media has treated me so unfairly by reporting my entire remarks, even the bad ones. So I wanted to set the record straight about exactly what I said, and I have the transcript right here, okay? You had a group on one side that is very bad, neo-Nazis, and you had a group on the other side, and then I didn't say a single word after that. I just thought, nothing else was said. Folks, we need to stick together as people, okay? I know you folks are worried about your great Sheriff Joe, who was recently convicted for arresting people and throwing them in jail merely because they look Latino. How is that a crime, I ask you? But folks, Joe is not going to jail. That's a promise, and Donald Trump always keeps his promises. Am I right? Yep. Joe, if you're out there, I know you're worried about being thrown in prison. You'll be literally ripped to pieces by Latino gangs like MS-13. But it's not going to happen as long as you believe in the promises of Donald Trump, okay? The dishonest media, right there, Section 40, you know what to do. They won't tell you about my accomplishments, but I've done so much. First off, last night, I solved Afghanistan. Solved! Doing so much. We're doing so much, folks. Like the wall. We all love the wall, don't we?
Yeah. It's my favorite album.
We don't need no education. We don't need no no dark sarcasm.
That's right. What do we want?
The wall!
Who's going to pay for it?
Mexico!
That's right. You are the American taxpayer. And if I have to shut down the government to get it built, I will. Congress will close. No IRS. Our military will stay home. There'll be no FBI. Latin gangs like MS-13 will roam free, chopping people up with sugarcane knives, all because we want this wall. Am I right?
Yeah.
Folks, I've got the best people on this. I've got a great team. Mike Pence, Stephen Miller, Steve Mnuchin's wife, who gets it. She really gets it. She's the best. But one person who's done so much for us is Steve Bannon, and I wanted to give him a proper goodbye. Come on up here, Steve.
All who gain power are afraid to lose it.
Bannon's departure, I don't think, changes anything in the White House. This isn't a case of George W. Bush finding his David Petraeus to bring order to the chaos of Iraq. This is more the case of Caligula finding his inner horse. I mean, the chaos emanates from the president's brain, from his undisciplined style. And you saw that lineup of General Kelly, Steve Mnuchin, Gary Cohn at the presser on Tuesday, all looking mortified, embarrassed, as the president just rambled on for
50
minutes.
Well, he didn't just ramble on. He incited and unleashed, as you said, support for the white supremacists in Charlotte. He drew a moral equivalence between people there protesting under the banner as neo-Nazis and white supremacists and those there to oppose
it. Yeah, we have a president who is a neo-Confederate.
The Trumps
rely on their passion for their strength. They think inwards, only about themselves.
Steve, you look great. Sorry to see you go.
You've only made me more powerful.
We are prepared to help Paul Ryan rally votes for impeachment. That was not said by Nancy Pelosi or any other Democrat. That was said by a high-level unnamed staffer at Breitbart, the right-wing hate-spewing website run by Steve Bannon before he joined the Trump campaign and now run once again officially by Steve Bannon now that he's been fired from the White House by President Trump.
Steve is going on to Breitbart, where he'll be fighting the good fight against globalist cucks like my son-in-law Jared. Steve, we love you.
I'm going to crush you.
Shouldn't you be at your job at Breitbart?
Blacks do crime, Hillary's a pizza pedo, the thing writes itself.
Oh. Sit down, Steve. You want a water?
I never touch the stuff.
You know what's
nice? working for a white nationalist website, then working inside the White House while you say you stopped working at that website, but you never really did.
Okay, okay,
so
Steve.
Then you go back to that website, even though you'll still be working for the White House.
No, Steve, no,
but
no, no,
this
no, no,
time,
no.
Without the shackles of a gutless deep state,
okay,
keeping me from using my dark sex magic in my war against globalist secular modernity.
He's getting too intense.
I am the beast and the
he's
beast.
Over here.
And the girl resides. Within
me. We have to cool him down.
Steve,
Steve.
Ah! Ah!
The last to go will see the first three go before her. And your mangy little dog, too. You cursed rat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world!
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
I'm melting! I told you I never touched the stuff! Oh!
He's a witch!
Oh, I'm a witch! Steve! No! It's impossible! No! Steve! No!
He's gone!
Don't worry. This happens all the time. He'll be back.
You will die.
Everybody, Steve Bannon.
Folks, I'm almost out of time, but before the big finish with the cheering and the music inside and the screaming and the tear gas and the sugarcane knives outside, let me just say...
And enough people make false promises. Words stop meaning anything. Then there are no more answers, only better and better lies. And lies won't help us...
Hello, darkness, my old friend. It's time for him to tweet again. But first he'll have to check in with Fox News, 'cause that's the only place he gets his views. And that's how things get planted in his brain, where they remain. And it confounds the science. The problem is he's not alone. He tweets to people on his phone that global warming is a giant hoax, perpetuated by the liberal folks. And he hires people that all think the same, that play his game. Talks to crowds of four. He sees 10,000, maybe more, believing they'll think he's God on earth and was the product of a virgin birth. And if you disagree, you're the victim of fake news or feminist truth. Says he, you do not know. It makes me smart from so much dough. I know exactly where the problems are, but his solutions are beyond the song. 'Cause his words never quite are.
pardon me.
I beg your pardon.
Pardon.
A monster storm pounding the Texas coast, and the White House dumps major breaking news tonight right in the middle of it.
He's issued, it appears, the memo about transgender military service, essentially directing James Mattis to have the ability to close the service off from transgender members who want to serve, and leaving the fate of those in the military up in the air.
In the eye of a hurricane, there is quiet. For just a moment.
Exclusive reporting from NBC News that Mueller's team is seeking grand jury testimony from former colleagues of Paul Manafort.
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
Mueller reports that the controversial deputy assistant to the president, Sebastian Gorka, has just resigned from the White House.
I am a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn.
This is the president of the United States issuing, I believe, his first pardon in office. And the first pardon in office, using his constitutional power to pardon, goes to none other than Sheriff Joe Arpaio, that, of course, the extremely controversial figure in Maricopa County in Arizona, who was convicted of criminal contempt of court for refusing to stop detaining Latino immigrants in violation, according to the court, of their civil rights.
The dummy serve your own needs, beat it up an ox, beat grunt, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with.
Trump advisor Sebastian Gorka is the latest to leave the administration.
You don't go to war with America, whoever you are, unless you wish to commit suicide. We aren't just a superpower, Sean. We are a hyperpower. World history has never seen a nation as powerful as our great nation.
Let's think about the fact that we have a White House that has been accused of being xenophobic, racist, white supremacist, and anti-Semitic. At the same time that our president's grandchildren are Orthodox Jews, we are winning, and we're going to continue to do so. And with Steve back at the helm, it's like the last scene from Star Wars. Okay, remember what Ben Kenobi said to Darth? Okay, If you strike me down, I will be more powerful than you can ever imagine.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Pardon me.
I beg your pardon.
I pardon.
In the middle of a hurricane, even though it was a Friday evening, I assumed the ratings would be far higher than they would be normally. You know, the hurricane was just starting. And I put it out that I had pardoned, as we say, Sheriff Joe.
Both Arizona Republican senators arguing the president undermines the rule of law by pardoning Arpaio.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan has come out against the pardon. This is what his spokesman told the Wall Street Journal. The speaker does not agree with the decision.
If you talk to law enforcement officers that have worked with this guy, they will tell you he is a thug and he's an embarrassment.
Arpaio has made a name for himself by forcing prisoners to live in canvas tents in triple-digit temperatures.
I already have a concentration camp. It's called Tent City.
He shackled women in labor to the bed, his aggressive use of stun guns, overcrowding in his prisons.
Prisoners there died at an alarming rate, often without any explanation given. One of his jailers nearly broke the neck of one of the inmates there, a paraplegic man who had the temerity to ask for a catheter. He marched Latino prisoners into a segregated area with electric fencing.
Truly one of the worst sheriffs in America.
During Arpaio's tenure, between 1993 and 2015, cases involving Arpaio and his office totaled $142 million in legal fees, settlements, and compliance costs, according to the Arizona Republic. In fact, that includes two lawsuits over the wrongful deaths of prisoners and tens of millions in civil rights and discrimination suits.
Arpaio was found guilty for defying a 2011 court order which barred his officers from stopping and detaining Latino motorists.
His agency has been accused of pulling over drivers just because they were Hispanic so they could check their immigration status and not just because of traffic violations.
Why would Trump pardon Joe Arpaio?
Arpaio jumped on the Trump train long before his presidential run, supporting Trump's birther lie about President Obama.
Trump really admired what Sheriff Arpaio was doing.
It's just easy to endorse him because everything I believe in, he's doing and he's going to do it when he becomes president.
It feels like Trump did this not just to reward Arpaio's loyalty, but to send a message to all his other cronies from the campaign. Hey, guys, good news. We get our own set of laws. You don't need to cooperate with Mueller and the Russia investigation. I'll just pardon you.
Welcome to the land of fake believe. Oh, no. Who's that crying?
It's me, your most loyal supporter, the one you said you cared about. I'm the forgotten manatee.
Wow, so cool. That's a tough guy. All right, stranger, bye-bye.
No, wait. You promised me it was going to be America first, but now you say we're going back into Afghanistan.
One article stated President Trump's America First base was the biggest loser of Trump's speech on Afghanistan Monday night.
Biggest loser? You said I'd get tired of winning. Besides, Afghanistan isn't in America, is it?
I don't know. I don't know. What am I, Ameripis Vespucci?
I don't want war. I want my obsolete job back.
Wait, who are you again? Somebody get this guy a name tag.
I'm the forgotten manatee.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Look, everyone. It's Jeff Schmucker, the mainstream media owl.
Tonight's top story. I'm jonesing. I need another hit. I need it bad.
Be cool, man. What's the problem?
You've got everyone in the media addicted to covering you. Oh, it seemed harmless at first. We did a few ratings bumps. Everyone was having fun, but then soon, once a day wasn't enough. Then twice a day felt lame. And now we need to show your old tweets just to get us to the next commercial break. We need more!
You want more already? I hooked you up with my Tuesday rally.
Next, Trump's rally live from Phoenix. Will the president stick to the script or talk off the cuff?
You cannot sit here and literally tell America and the world right now that this is normal. This is not normal.
He was unleashed, unplugged. Pick your word to describe it, Steph. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, unleashed. Oh, unplugged. Oh, man, that's good.
The media are the scum of the earth, but they're great customers.
Listen, man, you gotta give me some fresh crazy. I'll do anything. Listen, I'll even rehire Jeffrey Lord.
Oh, gross. You're pathetic. I'm cutting you off.
You know what? Screw you, man. This is all your fault.
I beg to differ.
What? That's my old friend Scapegoat. He's my hero.
I shield you from harmful truths and point blame at your enemies. Watch this.
It shows you the level of out-of-control hate that is spewing, yes, from the alt-left in this country.
The Antifa and the sort of angry, violent Black Lives Matters groups.
What we're afraid of is the people that are on the extreme left. The Antifa, the Black Lives Matter, Maoists, that sort of organization.
Dude, did you hear that? Maoists?
Well, I don't know who they are, but Maoists are the biggest problem facing this country today.
Don't forget Black Lives Matter. They're even worse than Nazis.
Okay, hey, I didn't say it. The puppet said it.
Ooh, a group worse than Nazis? Oh, I'll book a 12-person panel from Twitter right now. Oh, I can already feel the ad revenues pouring in. Oh.
I apologize for doubting you, Mr. President. I'll take back what I said. Turns out I do want a war. I just want it to be in this country, and I want it to be about race.
Well, that I can give you.
And I will always defend you from those who seek to hold you responsible for what you say and do. Up, up, and blame away!
Wow. This really is a magical place.
His Texas visit is about hurricane relief, but he did still marvel at his crowd.
I want to thank you for coming out. We're going to get you back and operating immediately. Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a turnout.
New reports that Trump even fired a longtime campaign organizer after a sparse crowd at his rally in Arizona. Rally cloud thinned out toward the back of the room. One can blame the event or the organizer, and Trump had hailed that beautiful turnout, even marveling at the crowd at the start of the very rally.
What a crowd.
What a crowd. You know, I'd love if the cameras could show this crowd, because it is rather incredible. It is incredible.
So I think it reinforces the idea that we are on the perhaps most disturbing season of Celebrity Apprentice yet, and that we have a president who's really concerned about ratings and abstract ideas of crowd size. You know, when you think that life is a game show, then you fire people willy-nilly.
What I would do is fire everyone in my cabinet and, like a wrestling heel, flip and become a good guy, join with the Democratic Party, actually advocate for Black Lives Matter and other organizations, and basically flip the script on everybody. And then everyone would finally love me, which is all I really want. Thanks for the song.
From Lynn Anderson, Sonic Youth, Floyd, The Parody Project, The Wailers, Neil, Lynn, Manuel Miranda, Bob Dylan, Rem, Golden Earring,
thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Alec Baldwin, Anthony Atamanuk, D-Ray McKesson, Peter Groves, Jembling,
Michael
Beschloss, Nicole Wallace, Anakin Skywalker, Darth Sidious,
Obi
Wan Kenobi, Lawrence, Aegon Targaryen, Don Lemon,
Chris
Hayes, Sebastian Gorka, Peter Alexander, Joe Scarborough, Joe Arpaio, Chuck Todd, Trevor Noah, Kristen Welker, Sean Hannity, Ari Melba.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.